Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Don't forget, we've got a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks to give away every single day this week. You can eat, drink, watch the football playoffs, watch the college football national championship 1 week from tonight. Keep listening for your chance to win Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Before we get things underway here in the 3 o'clock hour, Solana, give us a little bit of cat talk.
Yes, sir, Hawk. Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. You get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, they're going to double your down payment up to $3,000. Check out my friends at Hollywood Kia online, hollywoodkia.com, or call them 832-930-6181. The Panthers did lose Saturday. Tough loss to the Boston Bruins.
We don't have a sound for Cat Talk, like a panther.
We have a panther. You want a little panther?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, don't do that.
Exactly like, what is his head?
I have
that's nothing like.
I have
like RC Cola versus Coca-Cola.
Reminds me of the open I made for the LSU National Championship game that Dan Day produced a couple of years ago. I have something here. Truthfully, I don't know what it is. I must have made this a long time ago. It's a hotkey that says Cat Talk Open.
Yes, I remember that. I don't know if this has a sponsor built into it or not, but let's give it a shot. Oh, I love this. Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing at
go
the
ahead
end.
With your cat talk. Yeah, it was good. Wow, wow, wow. Try not to do that again, though.
The Panthers lost to the Bruins 4-3 in overtime on Saturday. They get the Flyers tonight. They're on the road, 7 p.m. They get the Devils tomorrow. And per Paul Maurice, Bobby, he's in net tonight.
Bobby.
And Spencer Knight goes tomorrow. You get Bobby tonight and the Knight tomorrow night. No other changes in the lineup against the Flyers.
All right. The Knight.
And Thursday, they're back home. And Saturday, they host the Ducks. How many booms would you give today's show so far, Crowder?
Boom, a damn boom. I'm giving nobody a boom. I'm a grown
but I'm
man.
Just saying, an hour and 8 minutes into the show, how many booms would you give today's show?
Amazing show. Award-winning show. Not giving no booms for some fat little kids and a dad with no biceps.
So like 3.5 booms, 4 booms?
I'm not booming. I'm not booming anything.
All right. Let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to play a little Who Got Funky this hour. Maybe we'll give away the gift card. We've got Doug Plagans joining us in the next hour from Philadelphia. There's a lot going on. I was reading something about Jimmy Butler. The news is starting to trickle out a little bit because, you know, the Heat, I don't know if you read it over the weekend, submitted a 10-page written report to the NBA because, you know, the Players Union is appealing their 7-game suspension on Jimmy Butler. It does set an interesting precedent to essentially suspend someone without pay when you're not happy with what they're saying. But the Heat seem to have laid it out a little more clearly on what's being leaked. And again, you know, until you see it with your own eyes, but from the Dunk Central, which is the legit one, there's Dunk Centel,
yeah,
which is the one that had Zion Williamson at a Wendy's drive-through when he was suspended for the game on Friday. That one's not legit. Dunk Central, though, is legit. It says, Jimmy Butler reportedly skipped the Miami Heat shoot-arounds and requested to fly on private planes away from his teammates, per Jake Fisher. I don't know who I guess he works for the Stein Line.
Yeah, so
and Bleacher Report.
Yeah, he used to do Bleacher Report. I think for a while, Yahoo Sports as well. He's a legit reporter.
So he says even his close friend Kyle Lowry grew fatigued by his headstrong tendencies on the court. Sources say even Lowry, who remains as close away from the court as anyone to Jimmy Butler, gradually grew fatigued by his teammates' headstrong tendencies on the floor. Currently in his second season with his hometown Sixers, Lowry declined to comment last week when an interview was requested. Now it's Pat Riley's front office that has shown it will no longer tolerate Butler's freestyling, announcing to the world on January 3rd that he had been suspended for conduct detrimental to the team. Among Butler's transgressions, according to league sources, have been multiple instances of Butler skipping out on morning shoot-arounds altogether and insisting on private flights separate from the Miami team charter.
It's Jimmy. What he does, when he wants to do something, he's going to do it. I don't know why we're surprised. We saw it with 3 other teams. Like, it is exactly who he is. There's an old saying, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And I don't know why we're so surprised that Jimmy now wants out and he's going to be a butt wipe about it. It is what it is.
And I would say the Heat have tolerated it for a while. They have decided they no longer want to tolerate it. But I would say they were willing accomplices when he did want to fly private and wanted to skip shoot-arounds. And by the way, there's not much you can do. And I'll give you this is no way analogous. Well, it is analogous. So I'm not comparing our radio station with the Miami Heat. But Joe Rose very rarely shows up to a station event. I'm not saying that as a pejorative. Mm-hmm. He does not come to the Christmas party like we do. He does not participate in stuff. And again, that's not mandatory stuff. But if there's a staff meeting or whatever, I don't recall ever having seen him. But he delivers on the court, which in our case is revenue and ratings wise. And so this happens. Like, this happens. But at some point, this happens in all businesses. Like, when you're very good at something and you've built up a cachet and gravitas. Now, some people exploit that. Others don't. Plenty of people have that ability to be that guy and choose not to. It's based on a person's personality. I think Jimmy was getting, I think my guess, without knowing anything about the situation, my guess, when Pat Riley made the postseason statements, Jimmy decided, all right, I'm going to amp up, you know, like I'm showing up for shoot around. Like, I'm going to show up less for shoot around because bottom line is they're going to get me in the playoffs. No one's saying boo to me. And they said boo. You know, it doesn't often happen that way, but it did happen in this instance where the person who kept biting off a little bit more and a little bit more reached a breaking point with the employer, and the employer said, yeah, no mas. We don't care what it means to this season's record and the postseason. Like, we don't care at this point. No mas.
It was Jason Taylor with Bill Parcells. JT did nothing different than when Saban was there to when Tony Sperano came in. Bill Parcells didn't like Dancing with the Stars. Bill Parcells didn't like that Jason didn't wear cleats to practice because everybody knew JT doesn't need to wear cleats. He's going to go out there and get you a sack a game and be a defensive player of the year. Like, just leave the man alone. Let him come out there, jog around Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And on Sunday, he's going to go crazy and be one of the best players in the league. And everybody knew it. And then Bill Parcells didn't want to deal with Dancing with the Stars and his diva mentality. That's analogous. I think Jimmy Butler, Jason Taylor thing was very analogous, but it was a change of coaching and
well,
front
that's
office.
The only thing that's
changed.
Not analogous to me is you had someone new coming in saying, I don't care what you've dealt with in the past. I don't deal with it that way. This, you've had the same management dealing with the antics, and they just got to a point where they said, yeah, we don't want to deal with this anymore. The returns are not worth what we're dealing with.
That's exactly what it is. If Jimmy was right now, if Jimmy was 31, 10, and 8, I think they deal with that.
Yep.
But he's not that. He's not really been that, and I don't think he was carrying him to the finals this year either. He's old. He's 35.
The difference, though, is that the Heat were putting up with this, and I think we talked about it on Friday, that even Pat Riley mentioned, hey, I've had to adjust to the new school athlete, and I tried to correct some of the mistakes I made. I think he was hinting at LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh in the past, and he's given Jimmy more leeway. The difference is Jimmy, while doing those things over the years, showed up on the court and when he was available, delivered. And I think he crossed a line a couple weeks ago where the Heat 100%. Said, enough. And it's not just in those two games dogging it and not trying, which I don't think was well perceived by the locker room.
I think those two games were really
for sure.
That was Jimmy's line in the sand, and he said, I dare you not to step, you know, and they were like, yeah, we're not gonna have you out there standing in a corner.
But to me, the most egregious thing that he did was go to the post-game podium, blame his role, which I think a lot of people, including myself, took as a shot at the head coach Eric Spoelstra. You're blaming and critiquing your role and taking issue with the role that you're being put in, quote unquote being put in. You're saying, hey, the coach is using me wrong. This organization is using me wrong. And we all know what the real issue is. It's money. And I don't think that is something you can do, which is go after Eric Spoelstra, who's the most liked person in that organization
It was Jimmy's first season. Was it Jimmy's first season where he and Spo were having a back and forth on the bench and UD stepped in and tried to put Jimmy in line?
It was 2023, actually, mm-hmm. The year they ended up going to the finals, mm-hmm. where Spo threw the clipboard down at the court. But those things happen, right? Like, you go at it and it is what it is. There's a difference between going up on the podium after you just didn't try for two games and saying, yeah, I mean, if they want me to stand in the corner, fine. But Spo made it very clear. Try put the ball in his hands. I made him the point guard. I tried to get more out of him, and we didn't. He wants more money. That's fine. But I think going after the head coach was that kind of line where the Heat said enough.
And about the Heat culture. What the Heat culture is how Spo and Riley first. And Spo, think about it. You play chicken with Pat Riley, he's closing his eyes and pushing the gas.
Right.
He's not turning. He's never going to turn. He didn't turn for Wade. He didn't turn for LeBron. And he sure as damn ain't turning for Jimmy Butler. That's what you want to do is play chicken with Pat Riley? Your ass is about to lose.
Watching NFL Live. Looks like Dan Orlovsky is wearing a D.O. brooch the way that Ryan Clark usually wears one. And RC is not wearing one. And RC seems to be almost wearing a windbreaker that Dan Orlovsky would normally wear. I don't know if they have flipped with their wardrobes, but Dan Orlovsky, cool D.O. brooch. I like the look there. You see it, Solana?
Weird.
That's funny.
RC's weird. Dan's weird. They're all weird. All I like is Mina Kimes.
That would be a funny
right?
thing.
You see that? That's a DL brooch, right? That's And RC's wearing a weird jacket.
It looks like it. That would be a funny thing for you and Fred Taylor to do, though. Like, make your own brooches, show up on the pivot wearing different color suits, brooches with your initials on them. Like,
actually, now the more I look at RC's jacket, when I described it as a windbreaker, this is a $3,000 jacket. There's a close up of it now. Like, this ain't no windbreaker. This is not members only.
RC's never been in a Ross in his life. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
This Joker has closets and closets of clothes.
All right, let's do a real quick look at the headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 3,000 new Volkswagen models in stock, like 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Your divisional round matchups are set outside of tonight's final wild card matchup. Of course, tonight you have the Vikings going to Arizona to face the Los Angeles Rams. That game tonight will be at 8 p.m. The winner of that game will be on the road versus the Philadelphia Eagles, Sunday, 3 p.m. The other Sunday game, Bills-Ravens, which I believe is the most exciting, most compelling matchup.
So good.
Next week.
Cannot wait to watch that.
That's a good one.
Chiefs-Texans kicks things off Saturday, 4:30 p.m., and the Lions will play the Commanders at 8 p.m. on Saturday. The Patriots, of course.
I don't think the Commanders have a chance of beating the Lions. I think they could beat a lesser team, but the Lions are big dog.
I could see them keeping it close, though. And didn't you say the line was really big?
8.5 is 9. What I saw an hour ago.
What's going down? I saw 9 this morning.
The points. Yeah.
Oh, a week off. Dan Campbell there chewing on kneecaps for 2 weeks. I that's tough.
The Patriots, they hired Mike Vrabel as their new head coach, and Mike McCarthy is out as the Cowboys head coach. He and Jerry Jones could not reach some sort of contract, so looks like he's going to interview for a couple other openings in the coming days.
Heat and Clippers good to go tonight. There's no delay in those games. NBA has decided they're good to go.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised. J.J. Redick said on Saturday, he's like, hey, we want to be able to get back on the court and be a distraction for our city. I was reading today, though, Hawk, that they don't even have, like, they have under 30% control of the wildfire. So it's still an ongoing
situation. The forecast I saw, like, the winds are probably going to kick up again this week, and it could get very bad again. The problem is, you know, you want to be a distraction, obviously, for the city, but if all the first responders, because you need a lot of security and public, you know, employees at any kind of sporting event. But looks like, from what I've seen on ESPN and whatever, that the LA games will happen this week as planned, unless there's a major shift.
Yeah, the Lakers play tonight as well. It's a nationally televised game. The Heat and Lakers on Wednesday was also supposed to be, I believe, Wednesday ESPN, right? An ESPN game. It was nationally televised. It no longer will be, though.
Mm.
Yeah, but as of right now, unless there's any major development over the next couple hours, looks like Heat Clippers tonight, 10:30 p.m., and then Heat Lakers Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Heat are 6-point dogs tonight.
They're on a 3-game win streak right now, guys. 3-game win streak, 3-1 on this West Coast road trip. Saturday night was fun, by the way. They cooked the Blazers. The Damian Lillard trade package, Tyler Hero, Nico Jovic, Jaime Jaquez Jr. I mean, Hero's been balling, but those three have been playing outstanding basketball over this 3-game stretch. And, yeah, it was fun. Joe Cronin had to eat that one again. It was a lot of fun Saturday. The Hurricanes, they hired Corey Heatherman as their new defensive coordinator.
Yeah, introduced him today.
Yep. They fired Lance Guidry, obviously. He was the defensive coordinator for Minnesota. The Gophers were 8-5 this year, only 5-4 in the Big Ten. But apparently, Canes fans, Hawk, I mean, you probably would know more, but they're hyped up about this hire.
Well, first of all, anybody, a pineapple, could have come in to replace Lance Guidry, and people would have been hyped up.
No.
But this guy, like Mike Cunha, was posting pics today from the press conference. Like, he looks like a in-your-face, like, let's go bite some kneecaps kind of guy.
I know this guy. Full beard.
Yeah.
Yelling, screaming, spitting on himself.
Some ass.
Yeah, I know this guy now. All right, congrats. We'll see what old Heatherman can do.
On Friday night, by the way, Ohio State beat Texas 28-14 in the Cotton Bowl. So the Miami nightmare has come to be. Notre Dame will play Ohio State Monday, January 20th, a week from today, in the college football playoff championship game.
It is impossible to pick a team to root for if you're a Hurricanes fan. It is literally impossible. The two of the most despised teams. I'm going to have to make a choice because I'm going to bet it. I can't just watch it.
I'm torn because I want to cheer for Notre Dame because Marcus Freeman, I know him. Ryan Clark's son is number one, the safety for Notre Dame, the nickelback. So I know Notre Dame people. But I really, in my heart, believe Ohio State's about to wear their ass out. So
I mean, we all said that on Friday. Like, whoever wins the Ohio State-Texas game is going to be the national champion. What's the line, though? Do you know?
No, I haven't checked. I have no idea.
Let me take a look here.
Don't worry.
Ohio State minus 8.
Wow. That's a lot of points in the national championship game.
Minnesota wins tonight. I'm going on vacation. Got a large amount of money on Minnesota.
You know, we're watching the national championship game. Me, Lori, Dr. Chuck, his wife, Jim DeJoseph, who went to Notre Dame. His son's coming. A couple other friends of ours are coming. They're showing the game at the iPic movie theaters, you know, which is the luxurious seating, and they have the restaurant service and whatever. I just happened to be on the iPick site, and there's one in Boca, and I said, hey, you guys want to watch the game here? And so that's where we're going to watch it.
In a theater?
In a theater.
You're watching the football game in a theater?
In a theater.
That's different.
It's different. And have some fun. But, you know, it's the theater that has the waiter, waitress service, alcoholic beverages. Mm. Like, they've got all the accoutrement.
Is it going to be dark?
I don't know. I was thinking about that. Are they going to keep it lit up like you would watch TV, or is it going to be like a movie?
Yeah, it's cool. Like, I've never, you know, thought about that.
I don't know if it's cool.
Theater.
We'll find out a week from tonight. Like, I don't know if it's going to be a great way to watch a game or a terrible way to watch a game.
Yeah. Reach over and get you a grab.
That's right. I'll see how close Chuck is sitting to me.
I was more talking about your wife, but
man, yeah, you're right. Non-second thought.
Surprised that you settled for that, or not settled, but you chose that, Hawk, because we know famously you like to flip through channels. You like to just be at liberty of changing a channel. What happens if Ohio State is up 28-0 at the end of the first quarter? I'm not saying I expect it, but what happens now? You're just in a movie theater with a bunch of people watching a game. You bought tickets to be there. You've ordered food. You know that food's not getting there for at least another 25 minutes. Like, you're compelled to stay.
Listen, if I don't have my food by the time the first quarter's over, there's going to be a lot more to pay there than hell. But no, I've thought about that because even Lori said, because I said, you know, it's going to be a 4.5-hour night. And she's like, yeah, I'll go. I'll leave when I feel like it, because we're in walking distance. So we just walk over there.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was even thinking if the picture's bad or it's not a good place to watch a the game, then we'll all just come back to our place and watch it there because it's that close. So I don't know. I just thought it was something different. National champion games, championship games, usually Chuck, Jim, and I meet at Hooters on Glades. We've done that for years. I don't think we've done it the last year or so, but we had always met at Hooters. And I was like, we'll give this a shot. I just happened to stumble across and I'm like, well, let's see.
The game's out of hand. Chuck is in trouble. You heard his last answer?
Yeah, crazy. And I feel bad for Jim because now he's just sitting there.
Well, he's a Notre Dame guy. He's not leaving. So he's, Jim's, you know, third all wheel. Crazy antics could be going on between all of us. Jim's watching the game.
Hey, Jim, we're getting out of here. No problem. Y'all enjoy yourselves.
Finally, guys, Canes Hoops, they lost over the weekend.
You have to get popcorn, right? Even though you're in a theater. Ooh. And it's not a traditional movie setting. You know what I mean? Because they have, you've been to the iPick before, I'm assuming. You know, they got mozzarella sticks and, you know, all the French fries, wings, you know, beer soda. But it's a movie theater. So you have, do you have to get an icy and popcorn even though it's a football game?
Good question.
Yes. You're going to smell the popcorn over anything else they're cooking.
Right. Because so if you have went to Hooters and they had buckets of popcorn, you wouldn't go near it because it doesn't make any sense. No. It, like, but in a movie theater, even though it's a football game, I think you have to have popcorn.
I'm with you. Yes.
Yeah. Man.
Bring some scissors. You can cut a little hole in the bottom. Whatever you want to do.
Get a little boozy situation.
Emphasis on the little, Hawk, by the way. On the little.
Nah, we don't know that about Chuck. I mean, we can assume, of course.
Damn, Chuck about 6'5", brother. Chuck might have a baby leg.
Yeah, but guess what, man? Justin Timberlake is over 6'2", and you know, we all saw that situation.
It was cold that night.
Poor JT.
Canes Hoops, they lost to Wake Forest Saturday by 10. Not really the story. The story is that they play Duke tomorrow. That means we're going to get our first look, for those of us who are going to watch the game, at Cooper Flagg, who dropped 42 on Saturday for Duke. That's the most points scored ever by an ACC freshman, 42 for
now. Will he go pro after this season?
I think he's a number one overall pick, right?
Well, but it pays to stay in college. We're seeing Carson Beck make $4 million. If you're a young kid and you're at Duke, which is a basketball school, and you can make $5 million or $8 million, I don't know what it would be. But if you could make another $5 million staying at Duke, being king of the castle, like it's a whole new realm of thought. Like before NIL, yeah, of course, he's going pro. But now it's like a whole new realm.
I had to look it up. No, you're 100% correct, especially why Carson Beck went back. I don't think Carson Beck's making $4 million getting drafted in the third. I know he's not. Hell, I got drafted in the third round. But the 2024 NBA draft rookie contracts, the guy that went to Atlanta, we made fun of, Reicher, what's his name, Solana?
Nah, yeah, you named it, Reicher.
Four years, $57 million.
Guaranteed.
He's making over $10 million.
You're not going to be able to compete with an NBA contract if you're a lottery pick.
Never.
No, but to your point, if they're not telling you you're not going top 10 – because even when you get into the late first round, it's 4 years, $12 million. So you're making $3-4 million a year. Why don't I go back to college? Yep. Ball out in college and make the same amount of money. Yeah, if you're not going top 10 in the NBA, go back to school. Get a quick $3-4 million. And I would say basketball makes more money because there's less players.
Correct. I think at a place like Duke, if you're Cooper Flagg, again, I don't know. Maybe it's $20 million to stay a C. I literally don't know.
That's crazy.
You had to do math now. The thing, it's funny. When I was coming out, the whole thing was go to the league. Like, you get to college to make it to the NFL. They used to call Florida a football vocational school. I joke about it to this day. Like, I went to Florida because Rex Grossman and Rishay Caldwell and Fred Taylor, like Javon Kurse, you went to Florida to go to the NFL. Now, you don't really go to college to make it professional. You go to college to get paid.
Yep.
I think it's a little different, though, man. If you're going to be a top pick, like, I think he's going to go number one, maybe two or three. Bro, Rishay is making $57 million guaranteed, 13 a year almost. How do you turn down? I understand what you're saying. Even if it's $20 million for 1 year.
Generational wealth. Yep. No, I got you.
$57 million per year. Plus, you go to the NBA, your endorsement value actually increases. Shoe deals go up. Like, you're flying all over the country. Right. I don't know. It's a little different, I think, in the NFL than in the NBA.
Although I will tell you, it creates an interesting situation if there's a team that you know is going to have the number one pick and you don't want to play there.
Yeah.
It's not as much as, hey, I'm just going to hold out anymore. Like, you have a legit option to make a lot of money and bypass some, you know, cellar dweller team in a city that you absolutely don't want to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other side, I think agents would bring it up, is just get in the NBA. Even if you're making $4 million a year in college, going to the NBA to make $4 million, but now you're one day less of getting your second big contract.
Right.
So start your rookie deal so that you can get the big hit next. And that's the whole thing about before this NIL. That was the whole thing about the NFL. First deal is not going to set you for life. You have to get that second deal.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, partly cloudy in South Florida, tech 78 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the low 60s. That is your weather.
All right, we'll do a quick round of Who Got Funky in the next segment. We'll try to give away that Twin Peaks gift certificate as well sometime before 6 o'clock, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. I'm Batman. Hawk and Crowder.
All right.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to play a little Who Got Funky here, courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Ride, then vibe with bikes and beers and Funky Buddha January 18th, which I believe is this Saturday. It is indeed this Saturday. This Saturday, it's a cycling event that features 15, 30, and 45-mile rides that depart and return to the brewery, traveling throughout beautiful Fort Lauderdale. You can get more info at funkybuddha.com. We have a big open for Who Got Funky, Solana?
Yeah, we do, Hawk. Did I play it?
Yeah, just hit it.
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right. Yo, what you want to do now, man?
Yo, whatever it is, it's just got to be funky.
Funky. Funky.
Funky. Funky. I can't get enough.
You know it's funky, 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 cause you heard it from his seat.
Who Got Funky on Hawk and Crowder?
All right, little Who Got Funky with our friends from Funky Buddha. So I got to give it to my son, DJ.
Funky.
Over the weekend, on the Hard Rock Bet app, and I see that there's a special. Like they give sometimes... and they're like, not everybody gets the same specials, but I see a special on Saturday and it says, make a three leg UFC. It was a UFC fight night. So it wasn't even a numbered card. It was just fight night. It was on ESPN. Make a three leg parlay for UFC fight night. And if you don't win, you get a bonus bet back up to $100. So it's essentially a free bet. So I said to DJ, who watches UFC, I don't. Hey, give me a three-leg parlay. There was only three fights left by the time I saw it. The whole fight card wasn't even available. There were the final three fights. So I hand him my phone. I go, hey, look these over. He looks them over, and he goes, this is what I would do. So I do a $50 parlay. I don't even know these fighters. Almeida, Panzini Bobo, and Dern, who's a female fighter. The headliner, the final fight of the night, was this female, Dern. He nailed the parlay. He hit the three-leg parlay. It paid me over $600. It was maybe the biggest win I've ever had on the Hard Rock Bet app. And it was just me kind of as a lark going, hey, who do you like? And he had dog, like he wasn't even bet. Like the first bet was a favorite. The second fight, he had this, I can't even pronounce the person's name, had to win by KO or TKO. And he nailed that. And then Dern was a flat-out underdog, and she armbarred her opponent. I'm watching the fights now because he hit the first two, so now I'm flipping over to the fights. I'm watching it with my wife, and I'm like screaming. She gets her opponent in an armbar. There's 9 seconds left in the round, and I'm thinking, this round is gonna ding. It's gonna time out, and this is our chance to win. But she yanked that arm so hard, girl tapped, and I'm going crazy that he hit this three-leg parlay. So DJ got funky over the weekend.
I was with Derelict Bobo, too.
Yeah, well, that's that was
How much do you give the DJ? I know you pay for his car. Like, you help him out. He got to get some off that $600.
My brother, my nephews, everyone I talk to, they're like, so how much does he ask for? He didn't ask me for a dime.
Really?
Because I even said to him after the second fight, I'm like, hey, we can sell this. Like, the offer was over $300. And he's like, yeah, do whatever you want.
Oh, you got to shoot him something.
Got to shoot him something. He's got my credit cards. He's got. I got to shoot him something.
You're right. Yeah, I wouldn't shoot my kids nothing.
I mean, the dude gave me a winner. He gave me a winner. I'm good to go. What? Who got funky for you, Crowdair?
I gotta say it because it whooped my team, messed up my parlays, but who got funky was Jaden Daniels.
Funky.
That was so impressive. First playoff game of his life, 24-35, 270 passing, two touchdowns thrown, zero interceptions, 13 carries, 40 yards, that third down at the end to ice the game and not give Tampa a chance, ran it down. Jaden Daniels is a special quarterback. You want to talk about Drake May and Caleb Williams and all that? Jaden Daniels, or comparing him to Robert Griffin III, Jaden Daniels is closer to Michael Vick or one of those guys, of Lamar Jackson, than other guys we're talking about. Jaden Daniels got funky this weekend. Very impressive.
Funky,
no doubt. Jimmy, who got funky this weekend?
I'm going to go to the same route. I'm going to give it to the kicker, Zane Gonzalez, sending funky. Oh, yeah. Tampa home.
Guy's got OCD. Home. Did you see him? He kept fixing his hair. He took off the helmet, and he was matting his hair. And if you saw it, they even showed highlights where he was on the sideline, and he took his sock off and put his sock back on and then did it again and whatever. And it says he's been battling OCD all his life. And it was like in full display as he walked out there to make that kick, and he nailed it. Well, nailed it, but it went through.
He dinked it.
Dinked it. Doinked it. Some doinks win, some doinks lose.
There you go.
Solana, somebody who got funky? Spank him.
Most doinks
lose.
You can
spank OCD out of somebody.
No, don't. No. No.
No.
No.
No. Guys, man, there's so many options on the table here. You know I'm a proud FIU Panther. I was on the call on ESPN Plus.
I saw.
Saturday, FIU women's basketball, and they got the win. But I'm going to give it to the other Panthers, the Pittsburgh Panthers women's college basketball team. Here's why. You probably didn't see this story, but it might have been the best story over the weekend. The biggest comeback in Division I women's basketball history.
I did see this.
Check this out. Check this out. They're playing SMU yesterday. SMU, at one point in this game, 46-14, they led over Pittsburgh. 46-14. That's a 32-point lead. Pittsburgh holds SMU scoreless in the third quarter. They win the game in regulation. Pittsburgh does, 72-59. They outscored SMU 58-13 after being down 46-14. A 32-point comeback, again, the largest in Division I women's college basketball history. Say what you want about women's hoops, because I know some of you losers are going to text in. I don't care what the level is. You're down 32 points. You hold a team scoreless in a quarter.
And you keep playing, by the way. You're down that many, and you keep playing.
And you outscore a team 58-13 at any level. That deserves to be applauded. The Pittsburgh Panthers got funky.
Funky.
There That's you go, impressive. Our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. A little Who Got Funky. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Doug Plagans is going to join us from Philadelphia in the 4 o'clock hour. Talk a little Panthers hockey and perhaps some cheese steaks as well. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Do not go anywhere.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
Hawk and Crowder.